On this episode of Thumbs Up, follow us into the world of nightmares and dreams, the meanings therein of. We explore what drives us insane. Also, in the world of games, is their religion as valid as ours? No, they're not. They're video games. We talk about the things that drive us insane and a strange experience with tube televisions. Is this a portal to another world? This time on Thumbs Up Cast.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Thumbs Up Cast. My name is Joey, and I have with me the amazing...
I told you never to introduce me, you bastard.
Bastard.
What? This is Rhodes. Would you like to hear about my most beautiful nightmare?
Your most beautiful?
Nightmare.
Yeah. Nightmare?
It's like, I don't know, I find it really relaxing, but when I describe it to people, it sounds terrifying. I get it. Do you know what it is?
Do you hear the dogs in the back?
Yeah, man, they're going insane.
They're going fucking insane.
The monsters.
There's one that's like, like just fucking screaming.
It's probably getting eaten. Yeah, like maybe it's getting attacked by like coyotes and foxes.
Well, and there's a train going on.
You know, it's funny that you're saying this when nobody could probably hear it now.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no. Because we're using our new mics.
Crazy bastard.
Crazy beast.
So you ready?
I am ready
for the fears. What does it mean? If you guys know what this means, let me know. So, it usually starts where I'll get a small cut in a dream or a little bit of blood on me. The first, one of the more vivid ones, I was shaving and in front of a mirror on the sink, and I cut myself just a little bit, and a drop of blood landed on my chest. When okay. I cleared that off, there was a little wound there. Looked like an insect bite. I started messing with it. It wasn't really painful, but I was like very vivid. Like I felt like a hollowness, like the wound was deeper than it looked, and I started messing with it. Ooh. And I started splitting down my chest all the way down to my stomach, and like I just kept messing with it. Like I put my hand in the wound and opened it up, and I could see inside myself, but I couldn't see like ribs and guts. It was just like all flesh, all fat and tissues, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as like it just started, I could see my breathing from the inside, and it looked there was a whole flesh tunnel like within me. Right. And it just kind of went on forever. And in other dreams that I've had where I get
a vag, would you say?
No, not a vag, you motherfucker, you sick son of a bitch. I'm sharing you a beautiful moment. Everything's a vag with you. Everything's a vagina hole. That just kept happening. Like I'd get a cut in my arm or somewhere and I'd see like just hollowness that would go on forever. Like just like I was like a portal to like the flesh dimension. Yeah. I don't know, man. Do you ever have anything like that? But here's the thing. It just felt really comfortable. It was weird.
Like you weren't afraid.
You know what it could be? Sometimes whenever I'm in a real panic situation, like the few times I've really hurt myself, like a calmness comes over me. It's like shock. That's what it's like. It's like I went into shock in my dreams.
Oh, wow.
What about you? You get the fears?
Well, let's keep talking about this whole thing. What do you think it means?
Oh, man. Maybe it's my brain's way of saying like there's more to me or I'm ugly inside. I don't know. It's just like maybe you know what it could be because it's like so uncomfortable. It was my brain's way of expressing like, okay, you need to deal with this. So I'm going to make you see the most uncomfortable thing you could see so you could get over it. That's one thought.
Hmm. Maybe something more like psychological. Like
it was psychological.
True. But maybe it was like you have more to you than meets the eye.
Yeah, more meat.
More meets the eye. Funny joke. I don't know, man. If any of you guys know, just comment.
I already said that. Just keep talking to him. No, fuck you.
I'll tell him what I want to tell him. Maybe I'll tell him a third time.
Tell him after your balls drop.
No.
Yeah. Okay. No, but for real, man, have you ever had anything like that? Like body horror dreams? Like you've never had like your teeth fall out or something?
Yeah, that's a pretty common one. I think I have one dream of that.
Where your teeth fell out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But
you start getting them as you get older. That's more of a later on thing.
What is it, by the way?
Supposedly, it's the fear of aging, specifically, because like your teeth fall out, or it's a sense of a loss of power.
Really?
That's what I've heard. And I don't know, man, with dreams, I mean, psychology in general is kind of a new field, and dream studies, I think most people don't really take it serious, but I mean, you have to. It's the purest expression of your mind. And I feel like it's a neglected study.
Yeah.
Like, people don't pay attention. Like, oh, your dreams don't mean anything. They fucking mean something.
They do mean something.
It's your brain talking to itself.
Exactly. It is your brain talking to itself. What do you think a dream is? What do you think happens? Because I know that I heard the whole thing of, like, it can't make new faces or something like that.
I've heard that, but I'm not sure if I believe it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I believe you.
But it's hard to say because we see so many people. It's like, I think it's just that your brain doesn't like making new faces. It likes playing with the stuff that it's got. You know, it's not being that creative. It wants to be creative. Yeah. I mean, like, it doesn't show you, like, new colors and sounds very often. I mean, I've definitely heard about people who say they see a color totally different. They couldn't express it, like, in the physical world. I know there's shades of color that you can only see in your mind.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear about this?
Internet. But no, I mean, there's a way you could test it out. You've seen those pictures where it's like a bunch of random splotches of, like, white and black, and they tell you to look at the dot for so many minutes and then close your eyes and look up, and it's like Jesus. Mm-hmm. You never seen that?
Yeah.
Well, okay. The shade that he is a color that you cannot see with your eyes. That shade of blue, black, or purple, whatever color he turns, it's an impossible color. At least impossible as far as our, like, we've only got, like, three color receptors in our eyes or something like that. And
yeah, and just different.
You can't,
like,
see. But your brain can, like, take the data and, like, say, nope, there's more colors out there. So, I mean, if it could do that, then surely it could make a new face. I'm not saying it does very often.
I mean, any face that it makes up probably has someone that looks like it.
Yeah, I mean, there's billions of combinations out there. So that's a good point. Maybe it is your brain making new faces. It's just that eventually that person's going to pop up in reality.
It's pretty frequent. I have a list of the most, like, frequent dreams and what they mean. Have you ever had a dream about falling?
Yeah. A lot. Everybody has. Is there anybody who's not had a dream about falling?
Where you, like, you move suddenly, jolts, like, you twitch? Yeah. Loewenberg. I don't know who Loewenberg is.
That's not even a full dream. Is it? It's like sort of an in-between dream. Loewenberg?
Loewenberg calls this dream a red flag from your subconscious.
Ooh.
Because she believes that it is common in people who are having a major life problem with work, relationships, or elsewhere.
Of course it's a she.
Yeah.
With Grant's work emotions.
Grant's work concurs with this viewpoint, even citing the same examples.
You know what? I agree, though. I could definitely see that. Stresses in your life.
Teeth falling out. Let's see what it actually means.
What I fucking said.
Is that what it means?
Yes.
All right. While this views teeth as a symbol of power and confidence.
Boom.
The dream is supposedly a sign that something happened in the dreamer's life that caused him or her to lose confidence. According to Grant, teeth are a bad omen and represent a broken relationship.
Ooh, I could see that.
For women, she believes the dream is an example of wish fulfillment. They want to become pregnant. For men, it is a desire for sexual stimulation.
Wait, is that with the teeth thing still?
Yeah.
How?
Well, I guess these are different people that they've asked.
But I don't see the connection between teeth and, like, they're picturing them turning self into a baby or something.
No,
it's weird.
It's for women. She believes the dream is an example of wish fulfillment. They want to become pregnant. For men, it is a desire for sexual stimulation. Showing up to work or school naked.
It's about power.
Is it?
For I think, what is it? It's most people, I think it's like a fear thing. You're uncomfortable at the place, so it makes it more uncomfortable.
I think so.
But I used to have I started getting a lot of dreams where I was, like, running around naked, and eventually it just became, like, a normal thing. And I think it ended up helping up my confidence. Like, I kept having that dream so much that it started making me, I don't want to say it made me more confident. It just made me less unconfident, because it's like, in my mind, I've already been in the most, maybe that's what it is. I was already in such an uncomfortable situation that being in a regular awkward situation wasn't as bad. You know, it just is like, I don't care, man. In my mind, I've been here naked. I don't give a crap what you're going to say to me.
That is true, I guess. There's one that I did have, and it's sad to say that it says, this dream is more often in women than men.
Ooh.
But it is of being
soy
chased.
Boy. Soy boy. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I have a lot of dreams about being chased, but he believes that this dream is supposed to encourage the dreamer to finally face a problem that has been hanging over his or her head.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a tendency to do that, like, not face problems head on. But partners cheating.
Oh, that's a part of the dream too?
No. That's another dream.
Okay.
I never had that.
Yeah.
Showing up late to something.
Have it all the time.
But it's your actual reality. Flying.
Sad. Not very often. That one's a hard one for me.
Being pregnant.
I've tried dreaming that I was flying. Pregnant. Have you ever dreamt that you're pregnant?
No.
I'm pretty sure I haven't.
Driving an out-of-control vehicle.
Yes. I've had that very regular occurring one. Yeah.
Actually, that's cool. The interpretations of this dream are just as cliche as expected. You may feel that you don't have enough control on your road to success. Grant warns that the sign is a current bad habit may become a long-term problem.
So do you think back in the day they had a dream where they were like riding an out-of-control horse?
Yeah.
Or a probably. T-Rex mammoth?
That is probably true, yeah.
You think Noah was like, this ark's out of control? It's like, nope, it was just a dream.
Yeah, I keep seeing the whole being chased is your brain to send you a message that you need to address your problems. Wow. The falling dream, same thing. The naked dream. The dream about failing your exams.
So in general, I guess it's just that your brain saying you need to get on the horse. Get on, like, take control of stuff. Stop being a punk.
Ooh, the dream where you think you woke up, but you didn't.
Oh, yeah. That was a terrible one.
Yeah, that is. It is one of the common dreams which often occur in the morning hours when you're nearly awake, but not quite. In the dream, you're supposed to woke. In the dream, you think you've woken up and start going on your daily routine, brushing your teeth, checking your phone, getting dressed, eating breakfast, etc. These dreams usually happen when you're extremely worried about the upcoming day and you want to be fully prepared to face the challenge.
Makes sense.
I guess the snake dream.
What's that? Just having a snake in your dream?
Yeah.
Or
no?
You know, yeah, actually, I think I've had a few of those where it's like I had to grab a snake. It was like near me. So I grabbed it and then I was trying to keep it from biting me. And I was like freaking out because I wanted to let it go, but I didn't want it to bite me.
Oh, wow. Your dream may be alerting you to something in your waking life that you are not aware of that has not surfaced yet. Alternatively, the snake may be seen as a phallic that thus symbolizes temptation, dangerous, and forbidden sexuality.
What?
Yeah.
Was it telling you that sounds about
more
me?
Like you, Bob.
My goodness.
To make the matter a bit more confusing, some communities take the snake as a positive symbol, representing healing, knowledge, and wisdom. That is Rhodes. I think that last one was you.
Yeah. I take knowledge and wisdom and I try and strangle it. Yeah. Like, no more biting me, snake.
No, it's supposed to mean good.
You know what's crazy, man? There's some snakes that have like black mouths, like full on black mouths. It'd be cool if there's like purple snakes. You think there's any purple snakes out there?
Yeah.
Cool.
The dream where you can't run.
Yeah, like kind of quicksand ones, like you're stuck.
No matter how hard you try, you can't run. Your life depends on running, but somehow you are either running in slow motion or it feels like you're trying to run. Yes?
Yep.
This dream is said to occur when you're suffering from low self-esteem or a lack of self-confidence.
Boom. That explains why I haven't had any lately. Those are old roads.
The dream of the dead.
Oh.
Sounds like the book of the dead. Sorry, spoilers. This is serious, to see or talk to the dead in your dream. Forewarns that you are being influenced by negative people.
Oh.
On the other hand, it may be a way of you to resolve your feelings with those who have passed on.
And that's a nice one. I really like that one.
The dream.
That makes sense to me.
Of a murder.
How? Like murdering? Murder?
Dream that you have committed a murder.
I've had dreams where I couldn't kill people.
Usually,
I was trying to kill them and they just wouldn't die. I was trying to snap this guy's neck and it just kept turning around and he was laughing at me.
I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, man. It was like, die already. Die, you scum.
Expression of repressed aggression or rage at yourself or at someone.
Yeah, I think I know exactly who it was.
Wow. I don't know, man. I haven't had a lot of these. Or maybe I just don't remember them. That is a very...
Yeah, I think that makes more sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. Because I don't remember a lot of things. That's my...
You forgetful Bafford. Bafford.
As your what? My girlfriend tells me all the fucking time. She's like, you just don't have a good memory. You forget everything. And I'm like... And she goes... One time she got upset with me. She was like, do you even know what you ate yesterday? And I was like, she goes, come on, tell me. And I was like, I don't know.
Well, that's just picking on the cripples.
She's picking on me. And I'm crippled.
It'd be like disabled abuse.
Crippling depression.
Oh,
let's talk about that.
Should we call it a half point?
No, let's keep going. But fuck, man.
But fuck. But fuck, man. But fuck, man. But fuck, man.
You heard of Batman.
Nah, what about butt fuck, man? When he just realizes, you know what? The only thing you're going to be robbing is my heart and my bat cave.
Get ready for the Batmobile.
Master Wayne, you really must. Can I stop calling you Master? No. No, Alfred.
Daddy Wayne.
Oh. Yes, Master Wayne. I'm the butt man. Yeah.
Would you be the butt man?
No.
Why not?
That hurt my butt.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. So you had a lot of those dreams?
Yeah, man, I did.
I probably just did forget about them. Yeah. I wish I could remember a lot of them. There's a lot of them that I write down.
Actually, you've got a dream journal? That's supposed to help you with lucid dreaming, where you can control your dreams and become a master of reality.
I think I only did one. No, I've done three. I don't remember doing three. They're really weird. The first one is a guy tried to trade in three TVs. Tried to trade three TVs with me since he wanted his ... things back.
Whoa.
I just didn't remember. Then we talked about my sister having a ghost with my brother at Walmart.
A ghost? Like they shared a soul?
No, like she had a ghost at her apartment or something, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what I wrote in this one, but I wrote paralyzer tattoo on my arm, and I had a friend that was sick and also had his paralyzer.
This is awesome.
I don't know what that means.
Did you write it like right whenever you woke up? That must be it. That's awesome, dude. When did you start doing this?
I got paralyzed twice, and it was two arrows on my arm that meet. I don't know when did I write that?
That sounds awesome.
I don't even remember writing it.
When did you just decide to start doing this?
I don't even know.
Keep doing it. You need to write all your dreams down.
Okay.
That sounds awesome. Okay. Maybe this is going to be your tattoo that you need, the paralyzer tattoo. And then you put it on somebody and they're paralyzed and you can start robbing banks.
But I don't know what paralyzed, because it says I got paralyzed twice and it was two arrows. Maybe I said tattooed. That's what I meant.
Wait, are you talking to your phone?
No, I was literally typing it.
Weird.
Awesome. I just don't remember typing this. And then the last one is my girlfriend and I were running, ganging a song, and I said I'd protect her.
Awesome.
I have no fucking clue what this all means.
Awesome.
That's crazy. I'll start doing that and I'll share them on the show.
Do it.
So that way, but I'll try to be more descriptive. It's just the reason why I get up like in the middle of the night with these nightmares and I start typing them really quick, but I'm like half asleep. Mm-hmm. So I end up writing shit like that, or it just doesn't make sense.
Freaking great.
You want to start doing it too?
Yeah, I'll start trying to write my dreams in. I tried doing that for a while. I got like a dream journal app because I was trying to lucid dream and it's just like I'm too uncommittal. But I don't know, maybe I'll get back at it. I think too, for a while I wanted control over my dreams. It's like this is where I could experience everything. But I also hate being awake during my dreams. Like it takes something away. I like the dream feeling of my past is gone, the future's gone. I'm just in this moment enjoying it. That's the purest part of my dream for me.
It sucks because I forget all about them. So I wake up and I just really don't remember. Like as you saw, I didn't even remember most of my dreams during that.
The weird thing is, I swear, as soon as you start getting a little bit better at remembering some dreams, it's going to start snapping up old memories of other dreams. Like you'll be in a dream and get a deja vu and have like, you can have memories in the dream of other dreams you've had. You will be aware that I dreamt this, but you'll just think it's deja vu in the dream world. It's like there's this whole consistent theme. Like whenever you talk to people in dreams and you're like, and they knew me, but I didn't remember them. And they're like, of course you know me. It's because they know the version of you that remembers them and interacts with them. And later, whenever you remember, oh yeah, we talked this time at like the purple giraffe's house, and it'll be like this whole stream of memories will come together. Like all of a sudden you remember, it's like snapping up all these old dreams.
It's like another life.
It is another life.
Maybe that's what happens whenever you die. You just switch lives.
No, I think it just
switches.
Everything goes black.
Oh.
No, maybe that too. It's
no,
like,
you fuck
just,
you.
Oh no.
You just ruined my whole dream theory.
I thought about that too. No, that's the thing, that your dream world becomes
the reality.
The reality. And it's just a swap over.
Like a parallel universe kind of thing?
Yeah.
Where you can only go into it when you're in the dream world?
Yeah.
Why don't we make a show about that?
But it's like, this would be the dream world. I mean, I think it is like, what is it? Everything that seems weird over there is normal, and everything over here is weird. It's like, why would you? Yeah. It's like we would go and do stuff we didn't want to do, and then we get these little pieces of paper. But after a while, we stopped using the paper, and they just told us it was on a card, but we really had no way to, like, we would check it, and it would always match up. Like, that sounds like a stupid fucking dream.
Yeah.
It was like, why wouldn't you do everything you wanted and then pay for stuff in, like, puffcorn clouds? A puffcorn cloud? Yeah, I mean, puffcorn cloud currency makes way more sense than paper, but I'm just saying, it was a weird dream. It was
and
really
like,
weird
dream. Maybe whenever people get older and they're like, yeah, I just don't really have dreams anymore. Maybe they died in their dream life.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and that's what happens. You just stop dreaming because you're not, you don't have a dream life anymore because this dream died, I guess.
Yeah, like maybe you're living both lives simultaneous.
Yeah. And then maybe this is a dream, and whenever you go back to the other dream, and with me, I forget everything, so I just don't remember this.
Yeah.
Because have you ever had that thing where you're like, I remember doing this with you, though?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I don't. I never did this.
It was a dream world.
Yeah, it was a dream world.
There's like multiple. It's not just another universe. It's a shattered universe of a bunch of realities. Whenever one of your realities dies, that's whenever you change as a person because you absorb them. You became more of yourself, more of that person.
Guys, it's like midnight. So we're getting a little crazy. let's take it back a little bit. You know what, let's take a little break here, and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna talk about this awesome story that I have of whenever I was younger, and it's fucking great. All right,
you wanna hear about that monster?
Spoilers.
Who do you?
All right, are you ready to hear this amazing story?
Tell me the tale. All
right. It's not, well, the first one, with, because you said the monster, so that's the first story.
Bring
it's
me
not
the tale.
That great.
Tell me the beast.
All right. It was just a dream about, I remember waking up, and I was an anxious child, so to say. I had a lot of anxiety as a kid. Don't know why. Just how I was, I guess.
You're realistic and know what the world is like.
I did. I came out of the womb knowing, like, this, no, this ain't for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
And, so I had this dream about a woman being like picked up from like in the middle of my room.
That's terrifying.
And then like turning into like a monster and like just like there. And I remember it was just there. Like it was just
like a lady floated up in the middle of your room and became a beast, monster.
Like a monster.
Man, sometimes I wonder like what if the monsters are real? They just know to only mess with kids so that way they like nobody will believe them. It's horrifying.
Right? I mean, that could literally be it. That's a whole plot story of Monsters, Inc.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally terrifying. The whole thing. They use it for power.
Yeah, man. That your fear feeds them. Oh, that's right. That movie could so easily be turned into a horror movie. Oh, can I tell you? Can I get a slight ad lib?
You totally can.
I had some cookies that were had extra special ingredient. Right? Oh. I shouldn't have eaten the whole cookie, but I did because I'm a fat fuck. And it was like it was peanut butter and M&M. Oh, ooh. And it's like it's bad enough you're adding this excellent side ingredient. You got to make it the most delicious peanut butter cookie in the world too. They did. So though I got Smurfs came on, right? I think it was like the Revenge of Gargamel or whatever, and he was trying to summon a flock of crows to help him escape from prison, and instead flies came, and he's making a joke about it, and they like pick him up and they're dragging him across the fence, the barbed wire fence, and he gets caught in it. And I look over at my mom and she looks over at me with such disappointment and amusement at the same time, and I tell her, you know, the difference between horror and comedy is all about the soundtrack and tone. Because this is horrifying. And she's looking at me, like, smiling and just sadness in her face. She's like, yeah.
Did she eat it too?
Huh? She's just disappointed in me. Oh, like, okay. I could clearly tell. I didn't know that it could still make your eyes red, even if you just eat it. I thought that was only the smoke.
Huh. I didn't know that. I mean, I don't smoke. But
well, neither do I freaking eat because I'm a fat ass.
Oh, okay.
I got sensitive little lungs.
Why smoke it when you can eat it, right?
Yeah, it's like, smoke's bad for your lungs. You shouldn't be breathing in hot air. And it's like, it hit me. It's like, yeah, man, you take any Disney movie, it's a horror show, man. I know a lot of them started as like scary stories.
Pinocchio,
yeah, man, that whole thing was written out as like it's a tale to teach kids like to behave, you know, to listen, but it's some dark stuff in there.
Yeah, I mean, like the whole thing with the kids where they go there and they turn into,
and they're drinking donkeys. And yeah, they put them in a donkeys. Mine or something. Yeah. I mean, what does it take? Like you said, the Monsters, Inc. It's about straight up monsters using fear for industrial power. There's levels of like, I don't know, just dark capitalism and hitting all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and then like who is the top scarer and stuff like that?
The scariest monster. Can you think about that? Even think of, was it Toy Story, man? That your toys are alive and it's like, I have a theory about that. Like, you know how you've seen the Toy Story movies?
Assuming? Of course. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of them, they start off and it's like he's playing with them and you could actually see the world that they're playing in, right? I have a theory. The reason they want for you to play with them is because it literally takes them to another world. They are actually experiencing the reality of your play. So whenever you make them a hero or a villain or you're giving them these in-depth stories, they're not just in it in the moment. It's like a full dream. They have the memories of it. They have like the world that you created for them. They're getting these whole new experiences. So they kind of become addicted to playtime because it takes them to a whole another world where they're not just a little object. The reason they decide to, you know, be inanimate whenever you're not around is to not freak you out, because it clearly means that they know that if you see them, they'll freak out. And it's like, how did this start, this world? Do they have souls? It's like, is this like some sort of weird curse that's been put upon the world? What constitutes a toy?
That, like, literally is scary to know that they even think of it like, if he finds out that I'm alive, it's going to scare the shit out of him.
And they'll like destroy us. I mean, okay, because you remember the first one, whenever they had a bunch of toys that they put together from like erector sets and other things that weren't inanimate, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it makes me wonder, like, if you get a picture, cut it out, and start playing with it, will that become a living toy as well?
I really don't know.
Like, here's the thing. If you put a face on a ball, because we've shown that balls and regular like blocks and stuff, they're not alive. But if it's
Trust
got
me,
a face.
Balls are alive. They're alive and well.
Balls. But if it's got a face on it, does that make it alive? Is that a world where anytime you put a face on something, it becomes alive? I think there's a religion like that where they don't draw a complete face. Or they don't add the eyes to it because there's a belief that if you do it, it gets a soul or something.
Whoa, that's super cool though.
Yeah.
If it's not, can we make one? We like, don't have to be it, do we?
A religion?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be it, I think.
Really?
To make you know, you could write a book or a video game. Well, isn't there a religion in like Link, Zelda, the world in Hyrule? Don't they have religion?
It's just like the legend of it.
But I mean, they're
of
real.
Zelda.
But I'm saying, here's the thing. It says it's a legend, but they straight up know that there's some real beings. Like, can you even call it a religion whenever you know for a fact that the deities that created the world are real?
Is that still called a religion? Well, I mean, Christians. Well, I'm not saying like Christians believe that this is real, because I also believe, but like that Jesus
is real. The way you said it,
God is real and stuff. You know,
makes it seem like you didn't.
I do believe.
But I mean, like, they're like physically there. I mean, they could see like magic and spirits coming alive. You know, how can you have faith whenever you see them there for real? Well, yeah, I mean, like, everybody saw the monsters coming at them and attacking them. Isn't that, they're basically their demons, right? Like those centaur guys and stuff that appeared.
I think those are just like animals around the.
Even Ganon?
Well, Ganon is different because Ganon's actually the.
But they know he's real.
He's like a Satan.
I mean, they know he keeps coming back and destroying things.
No, they don't know.
Really?
That.
Really?
Because each one is different. Because each one is different generation. So.
So it's like every time they start forgetting, he comes back.
Well, because most of them die when he does.
Good point. He kills them all.
Yeah, he does kill a lot of people. Like, he does actually kill them. It's not like, oh, he comes back and... It's not like Goku, where he comes back and, like, a bad guy comes and he just kills him before he kills anyone. Yeesh. It's like, no, he literally comes back and kills everyone. And then Link goes and kills him at the end whenever it doesn't matter.
But they don't get to wish everybody back. You have to just sort of slowly repopulate.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
You know what occurs to me? That's basically like population control. Right? What if he's like part of the natural order to make sure they don't ever get overpopulated?
I think he is.
Like, the reason there's like Hyrule can be so peaceful is because its population is always kept within certain numbers.
Yeah, but let's backtrack a bit and I want to get to my big story.
Tell us the tale.
Okay. So I believe at one point, I did tell you this. I don't know if you remember, but let's just go into it. Whenever I was younger, I had this story. I mean, not this story. I had this thing, this experience that happened to me. that I remember having. Like, I vividly remember what happened. But it's still kind of like, did I really, is this like a dream that I really vividly remember? But then I remember, like, I don't really remember dreams. So it's like, I don't know. It has to be real, I guess. But it was basically that I would be laying in bed. And I would be kind of not super close to the TV, but just a little bit further away from it. And I'd see a plane, like a, not an airplane, but like a third dimensional plane coming out
like of land.
Yeah, like land from the TV. Like where the bottom is, it would like, it's like it would slide out. Mm-hmm. And I would see this plane here, like a third dimensional plane with people on it. And like a town, like it would be a town of people, like buildings and cars and all these things. And I remember looking at it and I remember saying, like, I should be scared of this. And I remember being scared and I remember looking away and looking back at it to see if it would go away, and it wouldn't. That's, I really, really do remember that. And it's, I think that's the scariest part about this, is that I don't remember a lot of things from my childhood. Like, I really just don't have that great of a memory. So the fact that I remember this very clearly, of like that I looked away and I looked back and it wasn't there and I was scared. Like, I even remember the feeling of being frightened by it, but I'd still like look at it there. And it and I remember that it happened multiple occasions, and it was just so weird. And I just don't know what it meant, or don't know if I really believe that it wasn't a dream. But have you ever had an experience like that or something?
Yeah, I remember you telling me about this, because I did. I remember I was like, I slept on a couch in front of the TV.
Uh-huh.
And after I turned it off, like that little fuzz would stay there. And it's like so you can kind of see kind of a fuzzy glow coming off the TV.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it would like spread out into like a little town, like you said. And it was like cut off very geometrically. And I started seeing people animate in it, and they were like, were made out of the same fuzz, but a different tone. And they were like going, like there was houses in there. There was cars that would appear off the edges and then disappear off the other edges.
So you did have the same thing.
Yeah, the exact same thing. I actually remember the first time it kind of repopped into my mind, because this happened when I was like, you know, single digits. And I was reading a thread, I think on Reddit, about like weird stuff you saw as a kid. And a few people had this experience.
Really?
Yeah. That they saw, they remember they were in front of their TV. It was late at night, usually after the TV was off, freshly off, and they were going to bed. And they'd see like the world expand out like this little plane, and then they'd see people animate on it. And sometimes they'd kind of point at you. Sometimes they would just ignore you. But they thought it was the weirdest thing, and it just stuck with them. Like, it's like, this felt like a memory. This felt like I was experiencing it. I was seeing something. And I will say, it seems like people haven't really had this experience since we've had LED TVs. And I wonder if it has something to do with the way that old tube TVs were made. Because, I don't know, do you remember the older TVs? Whenever you would turn them off, they'd have like static on them, and you could like wipe the static off the charge.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, man. Maybe it was some sort of weird, I don't know. I don't even know what I would call that. But something to do with the way those TVs were made, that either made everybody hallucinate, not everybody, but a lot of people hallucinate a similar thing, or maybe it was like a weird sort of ghost effect that it had. I don't know how I would explain that.
Hmm.
I don't know, man, but it just seems to be a thing, or it was.
And I don't really know what to look for.
Oh, you know,
like things that I saw as a kid.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you know about middle fillings in your teeth, right? Like, you have a cavity, they fill it up with middle. Apparently, there was a thing going on where they think that there were voices and they're being dispatched through their fillings. And it's like a whole big meme. Same thing with people who have tinfoil hats, that it blocks out the signal. It was like a common crazy people thing. Apparently, if you live close enough to certain receivers or like satellites or whatever, things that gave off radio signals, they would sometimes pick up reception. In fact, there was one antenna that I think it was the power was on too high, and a guy could hear the radio through the middle springs in his bed. Yeah, so it was like sometimes some of the older fillings, I guess the middle they're made out of, and some of the older frequencies, if they were too high, people would actually pick them up, and you could hear it in your head because the vibrations go through your mouth, and like it would like pick up in your head, and you would hear voices coming from in your head, but it was radio. It was real.
What?
Yeah. So this makes me wonder.
It's fucking terrifying.
It is a little terrifying, but it's like it's a little relieving that they found out what it is. And it makes me wonder, maybe this was a similar phenomenon that was maybe even more rare than that, but still it was something that actually happened that people experienced, and it just wasn't a big enough deal for anybody to really like say, hey, write your congressman. I'm seeing little towns come out of my TV.
Is there anything, what can I look at?
Or you can type in like hearing radio signals in your teeth if you want to look up for that, but I don't know what you would type for like towns coming out of the TV.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, you have to tell us if you guys have experienced this, because I legit really want to know if anyone else has felt this, because I've never heard anyone else feel this besides Rhodes here.
So here's my thought. What's the biggest tube television that they still make? We can get access to? Maybe we could just leave it constantly plugged in and see if it happens again.
I actually have the same one.
Oh.
Still. So maybe.
Start playing with it one day?
Yeah. Maybe I'll just like put it, because they are better for like, since they're square.
Yeah.
Like they look better for watching things like Dragon Ball, where it was actually made for square TVs.
The retro TVs.
Yeah.
Retro shows and stuff. Retro video games too. Mm-hmm. Oh wait, yeah. Couldn't you play, maybe hook up what is that, emulators or something to it?
I can hook up like, no, not the emulators, but not the NES Classic and stuff.
I think you could if you knew how.
That's that's for new TVs. Like they specifically made it so that way you could play it on new TVs with the same.
I saw the guy who came to set up my satellite put satellite on a TV with antenna.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't have a remote control. Everything was like just knobs on it. He hooked up some wires to the antenna, I don't know how the hell he did it, but he made it work. It's like you could do it. Everything is possible with electricity.
No, I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's made for the newer TV, so you wouldn't have to do that. But if you have actually like my Nintendo 64, I could hook up to that old TV and it'll look better.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's why I have it. My parents don't use it, so they're like, if you want it. But it's just I don't have any room in my living space.
Let's set it up in the studio. Have it ghost. Ghost mode.
I don't know. I don't trust it here.
Here's the thing. I wonder if there's a TV that's been like left on in a room that's sealed up somewhere, and a static charges has been building and building up in it. And the person, like, eventually, like, we're going to get like a ring experience. One of those beings is going to come through the static world.
I sure hope so.
Hell yeah. But then it walks out of the room and it's like, I don't have the same power here. And it melts. And in their
that
world,
would suck.
For them.
No, for us too, because I would want to see this shit.
I want to see, yeah. Like, what if there's like this whole other realm that's right next to us?
Yeah. I hope so. Maybe one day.
I think so. Soon, hopefully.
Yeah. I don't know.
Paradigm shift.
I want animals, aliens to come to our world.
And I'd be like, the reason we've been visiting you is because there's these tiny little people that live in your screens. We really want to get to know them.
The reason we've been visiting you is because we've realized how much you have those like hentai things that you call them. I don't know what it is, but we just like, we're really into them and want
to
know.
We literally genetically engineered our eyes to be bigger to watch it.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. See, if we showed them our hentai, they would be okay with us. Like, they wouldn't care. They would be like, yeah, man, keep doing what you're doing.
They come back. We're just this weird freak show that they come to check out.
Yeah.
We're a carnival attraction. The reason their spaceships are so smooth is because they don't have controls in them. They're just, it's a ride.
Do you like going to the carnival?
Anytime. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it's like whenever you go into the front of the stores and they have like a little rocket ship you put a quarter in, and they have little knobs and things you could turn and mess around with. It's like they don't really do anything. That's just so you could pretend. That's what the aliens are doing. We're just part of their ride.
We are just part of that ride.
And the reason they say all the crazy stuff, it's just teenagers lying to idiots. It's like, yeah, we're from outer space, but really we're from the center of the earth. Tee-hee-hee.
We're Looney Tunes from Space Jam. All right. I think it's time to call it.
Guys, you guys have been fantastic. Tune in. Don't forget to check me out on Twitter at RODEZM8. Also, we have a Gmail. BiggerThumbsUp@gmail.com.
And you can find me on Instagram at Joe_Rewon. I'm very active there. I don't post a lot, but I like all the pictures. You guys can message me. Be like, hey, we're from the Thumbs Up episode. And I'll be like, hey, what's up? And we can talk and become friends. Because we want to make friends from here. That's our whole goal here. All right? So
my goal is to make money.
It goes to...
Don't look at my penis.
What if I want to...
Don't stop looking at it.
Well, then stop rubbing.
It's itchy. It's so itchy.
No, it's because of them, right?
It's the humidity.
Yeah.
It's the humidity.
Just knowing that someone's listening to this is like, oh, fuck. It's turning me on a bit.
Fame. Adios, amigos.